How's it going, Grade A Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. We're going to start out this installment with a watch-along, our very first watch-along, actually. And we're going to be watching the James Charles YouTube video where he apologizes to his former mentor. I believe her name is Tati? Rudy Tootie? I'm pretty sure it's Teddy. And we're going to do this where, if you want to watch along, you go to YouTube, search James Charles, and the video is going to be titled TATI, and it has a whole crap load of dislikes. So, you know which one we're looking at. Especially if you're not a fan of this person. And based on his appearance, I'm pretty sure most of our listening audience is not a fan of this guy. But how we're going to do it, on the count of three, we're going to press play. It's going to be synchronized. When we say pause, you can pause it. So let's go. Pause. Okay, that voice kind of scared me. And he looks like a slightly less feminine version of Rice Gum. And he has a paper clip in his ear, it looks like. And let's keep going. There's a lot going on here. I don't know. The glasses, I actually don't even think those are real glasses. They might be one of those toy glasses that you win at Chuck E. Cheese with the claw machine. I don't know. Okay. Play. Whoa, what's going on with those nails? Okay. He owes people an explanation. Hopefully it's about his eyebrows. This guy has some disturbing DSLs here. A phony apology. Okay. Oh my god, I think he orgasmed on himself. A shock, he had no friends. Okay, it is Tati, it's not Rudy Tootie. Boy, this guy's pilled up Willy. I think he's like on a mixture of Xanax, Klonopin. What's going on here? He's talking so slow with these pauses, and it's kind of monotone, very creepy. Now, you might be saying, I sound like that, and I would say, F you. He said he's disappointed in himself, and he should be. Just look at that hair. This guy has some huge ass nostrils. Wow, this is a long pause. Oh boy, maybe he's like sitting on a cucumber and he can't concentrate. Wouldn't blame him. Is this video sponsored by Lens Crafters or the Walmart glasses section? I don't know. He's saying a lot of people look up to him as a role model. Oh. That's the best laugh I've had of the day. Yeah, well, you being born is a mistake. I don't want to disappoint people. It kind of has like a Michael Jackson voice thing going. Might also have Michael Jackson's preferences for sleepovers. Oh boy. Learning and growing? Ugh. I don't want to think about him growing. I'm sorry, I have to watch this dang video. His truth, apparently there's multiple truths out there. Ooh, receipts. Maybe they're long, like the kind you get at CVS and Walgreens. He just bit his lip when he said people are thinking he's lying, so he's obviously lying. For someone into facial care or makeup or whatever, he has some acne. It's distracting me. The boy situation. Pause. Okay, so I'm sure you will have to watch Taddy's video to get the explanation of the boy situation. So if you want to sit through a 43-minute video of a middle-aged woman rambling about a 19-year-old, knock yourselves out, but we're not going to do that here. We're not going to torture you. Okay, here we go. Play. He's talked a lot about boys, and he just wiped his eye. Maybe he's wiping a load off. He said he's been in strange situations and his eyes were closed. Maybe he was thinking about a delicious hot pocket. I don't know. Ways he can interact with boys he's interested in. He sounds like he's waiting outside the school playground. This is one bad hombre. He sounds like a pervert. No wonder Tatiana doesn't want to hang out with him anymore. Look from the outside. Oh my gosh, is he talking about his gaping butthole?
She was right. She was right.
His own mother, as opposed to his secret mother and his mother that is in Los Angeles and his mother in Seattle. Apparently, you can have six mothers. His mother is defending him on the web as she's cashing his checks. Here come the fake tears. Oh my god, it looks like he just like is gonna have a diarrhea attack. He can't even cry. The tears aren't coming out. Fake tears. Hashtag fake tears on Twitter. He allegedly has a brother. This guy licks his lips and is nervous as heck. Going through withdrawals? I don't know. Wow, he has some serious dry mouth. He was like, whew. Man, long pause. Licking his lips, waiting until he can down a bottle of Zanny. Play the victim. This is the worst apology ever. Oh, wow. I thought it was cross-eyed for a minute there. Okay, now he's just staring into the abyss. Yeah, I'm sorry I watched this video. Oh, boy. What a waste of time. This guy seems to have some serious problems, and this is what happens with YouTube, is that you get a lot of riffraff gaining popularity, and, you know, it's a herd mentality. You have people that are not very bright. They latch on to these people that don't have talent or are diabolical or both. It's kind of sad when you really think about it. Tim, stop it. That's my brother Tim. He's special. He can't talk, so he communicates with various devices, and for some reason he's been using a vibrator of late. Okay. Okay, that's enough. Okay, so you're not a James Charles fan. We get it. We get it. All right, there you have it. That was our first watch-along, and there's a lot of stuff that we want to talk about, but we have to pause for a break. So if you want to keep listening, download the Great A Nation podcast, and we'll be back in a moment. Thank you, Great A Nation, for listening in on our first watch-along. Let us know what you think on Twitter, at Great A USA. That is ampersand GRADEA USA. And with respect to Mother, she is still stonewalling, does not want an interview. Someone must have told her that we might be recording phone calls because she hangs up fairly quickly. We actually called her earlier. She told us to F off, and she didn't use just the letter F. She used the whole word. Not a way to talk to your children. But regardless of that, Tim and I said, you know, what are we going to do if we are not going to be able to interview Mother? So we saw this phony baloney James Charles apology to Tamiqua or Taddy, whatever. And so we said we'll do an installment of Great A Nation on that. But while we were getting our equipment prepared, we said let's have some pizza. And so the pizza was ordered. The delivery person came. They rang the doorbell. We opened the door. Well, I mean, I opened the door, and not Tim and I holding hands together. That would be kind of weird. I mean, what do you think, Tim? Yeah, kind of weird. And so I opened the door, and the delivery individual, I'll say it that way, the delivery individual like poked their head into our place, and I was like, oh my gosh, you scared me. And the delivery individual said, oh, what's wrong, why would we scare you? And I took a closer look, and this was, oh gosh, I don't want to get in trouble. And Tim, calm down. I'm going to tread delicately. Yes, I know. Don't lose any sponsors. Okay, so the delivery tracker said that a Alejandro was coming. And so we had assumed that a male was going to be delivering the pizza, because it said Alejandro is delivering your order. So when we opened the door, and there was this delivery individual sticking their head into our place, we shrieked, because it was a woman that was Tim. I can do it. I can get it done. Don't worry about it. It was a woman that seemed to, in the eyes of probably a lot of people, be dressed like a male. We're not going to go to jail, Tim. I'm just saying what happened. Okay, so, you know, when we shrieked, the delivery individual got somewhat startled and offended and said, "What's wrong?" And I had to think fast, and I just said, I didn't know that the screen door was unlocked. And she's, okay, so if it's Alejandro, can she really be a she? Calm down. Okay. So the delivery individual said, "You don't have a screen door." And I said, I guess it's just been a long day today. And I just was surprised by you. But do you have our order? And there was a little look of sadness that came across the delivery individual's face. I didn't discriminate, Tim. I didn't discriminate. I just, the situation took me by surprise, okay? You see the delivery tracker name. It says Alejandro. You open the door and some, I think you're trying to bait me into trouble, Tim, to be honest. You open the door and there's a very masculine Ellen DeGeneres poking her head in with your Hawaiian pizza. It's somewhat disturbing. So anyway, Tim and I took the food, and I said, thank you very much, and no need for change back. And Tim, she didn't take that to mean, oh, see, you baited me. See, I don't know what the delivery individual identifies as, okay? So if the delivery individual's name is Alejandro, but it looks like a woman, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to call it. All right. I misspoke when I said it. I didn't mean it. Okay, so it wasn't a matter of me not wanting to handle the money just because someone who might be transgender was handling the money back to us. That is not the case. That would be very, very untrue and deceptive. Go to hell, Tim. Okay, so we got our food. I said there's no need for any change back. Thank you very much. And the delivery individual kind of had a glum look on, I almost said it again, a glum look on their face. And it made us feel kind of bad. But, you know, the thing was that as she was walking her, the person's pants were sagging. Yes, they were looking like a gangbanger almost. They were starting to fall, and I thought I saw the hint of a jock strap. No, I didn't get aroused. Cut it out. Okay, so yes, the person's pants were sagging. The pants were coming down, and it looked to be a jock strap. Thankfully, the pants weren't falling down on the front end, because I don't know what I would have seen. No, I wouldn't have had that for dinner. Be quiet, Tim. All right, that's enough. This is getting nowhere. I just wanted to share something real that happened, and of course, Tim has to ruin everything. Check in with us on the next installment, Grade A Nation. I'm so flustered by Tim. We have so many things in the books. In the books? That means it's in the past. Oh, God. No, I'm not using James Charles's stash for inhalants. What's wrong with you? Okay. We have a lot of things planned. A lot of great things. And we hope you stick with us. Download the show, spread the word. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and we'll check in with you later.